Nice try, bitch. It's a Tuesday morning of the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
Going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Do you realize we just start the show hating each other when you do that? It's 28 degrees right now, but much like Tommy's mom, it is going down. Low of 16. It looks like it'll be in the 20s for most of the day.
Yeah.
If you made the mistake of not shoveling your driveway this weekend, thinking that the 40-degree weather would melt it, but that it just turned into slush and now it's an ice rink, good luck.
Yeah. Slush, then another layer of snow, then some ice, and a little of snow on top of that.
There's nothing I can do now. It now belongs to the universe. There is not a shovel I own that would be able to handle what has happened in my driveway.
True.
So if you're coming over to my house, walk gently through my driveway. I want to talk about a new business that has opened up
on the
east side. Well, it's a new business of a type of business that is just now dominating the greater Rochester area.
Blowing up, huh?
I mean, it's...
What, you got your cannabis?
No. This is on the other side of it.
Oh.
The Empire Sportsplex has opened in Baytown Plaza. It is a 6,000 square foot athletic facility.
Okay.
It includes a turf field, batting cages, and a weight room. And it's one of these places that I'm assuming will house kids that are playing baseball, probably, what is it, soccer, like a field for soccer, field hockey.
Like any kind of indoor training, really.
Okay, the amount, Tommy, of these facilities in our area now is staggering.
So every town's got one.
Every town's got multiple.
Really?
No, like, no joke. I can't think of a town that doesn't have at least two indoor turf areas in within the town proper.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that long ago.
Mm.
I know, you're trying to come up with something you could.
No.
It was not long ago.
No.
Yeah, I grew up in Gates.
Yeah.
And the first one of these facilities to open in our area was the Total Sports Experience, TSE.
Huge.
Massive facilities. It had what? One giant soccer field.
Yep, and then it had those little, like the walled
box lacrosse fields.
For box lacrosse, soccer, you know, like smaller sports.
So that opened, I think, when I was like a freshman in high school.
So this is all for high schools to use in the wintertime?
High school, club teams, things like that.
Is that much of that stuff?
So, Tommy, I'm telling you, it boggles my mind as well. But the fact that another one of these is opening, and all of them are always booked solid all the time.
Damn.
The amount of youth sports that has taken over this world is almost incomprehensible.
Gotta be.
I mean, it's a good thing. Okay. It's a double-edged sword.
Why is that?
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, because it's great that the kids now have the ability to go do whatever sport they want to play, no matter the season.
Yeah.
Right? Because, Kimmy, when you were a kid, now, did you have indoor soccer?
So there was the Total Sports Experience, and then there was another one, and I'm not really sure where it was, but I can picture being there. We had our game, like our winter games there, but I have no idea where it was. I think it was somewhere on the east side.
Okay. Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, it was older.
By the way, Kimmy, not to alarm you, but Ryan writes us on Instagram, you guys are not coming through the radio.
Not coming through the radio.
Not sure why.
Okay, well, it's not like they can hear us anyway. Doing this thing. Hello, YouTube. I guess you're the only ones catching the show right now. And I'd say go check out YouTube, but it sounds like we're not coming through the radio. But we'll press on.
Okay.
We'll press on here. Kimmy, so you had indoor. Like, when I was a kid, if you played an outdoor sport that required grass, you couldn't play that in the winter.
Well,
right? So you were kind of SOL, and maybe it made you
sit
around.
So you can train year-round.
Exactly. And I guess it's a good thing that the kids are always constantly moving and doing sports and things like that. Awesome. On the other hand, it breeds this, how do I put this? Over-competitive, over-training.
Over-injury. Repetitive injuries.
The injury is the problem. The folks taking one specific sport way too seriously all year long.
Because,
my daughter plays hockey.
Yeah.
And I would love for her to play a second sport. But hockey is all-consuming, and she likes playing it so much that she won't.
Yeah, where would you fit it in anyway?
And that's just it. Like, she can maybe run, like, track in the springtime, but there's spring hockey, so we'd have to juggle those two things.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like soccer. She thought about playing lacrosse, but, like, that becomes a whole other monster.
Kind of like hockey.
Like, when I was a kid, you know, and that's most guys, like, over 30, you were able to play football, hockey, basketball, baseball. Like, I got to play all those things.
Yeah, I told you, I went to that really small Christian school in Florida, and our baseball team, soccer team, basketball team, it was the same team.
Okay.
It was the same guys.
Yeah.
They just played all three, because it was a small school, and those were the athletes. So all those guys did that. which I think is probably healthier.
I agree with you, yeah. And I mean, it gives you a better... I love all those sports because I played all those sports. Like, I am sad that my daughter isn't experiencing other sports.
Yeah. It sucks that, like, your kids really don't get, like, an off-season anymore.
Summer.
Like, if you're not doing... But, yeah, if you... But, if they even play just one sport, I mean, you can carry that through as long as you want.
Yeah. No.
Year,
I mean, summers have got to suck now.
Well, I mean...
Well, summers were always for, like, baseball, soccer,
but I'm just talking about running around having fun.
Yeah.
I mean, screw that. I mean, getting high and feeling somebody up and, you know, enjoying your summer.
Yeah, I don't know how my 14-year-old feels about getting high and feeling
talking
somebody
about,
up. No, because I was...
Everybody gets felt up at some point, Pat. Even the Pope got felt up. Well, come on, everybody got felt up.
I want no more part of the show.
I want no more part of the show.
You know what I mean.
I'm out.
252 WCMF. We are talking about this new facility that opened in Penfield in Baytown Plaza. It's called the Empire Sportsplex. It's another indoor sports facility with the grass turfs. They got batting cages. They got weight rooms. And I'm telling you, Tommy, every town has two of these. But going back to the whole total sports experience, I remember when that opening gates and I walked in there the first time. And
you
I
had
to
be blown away because you'd never seen one before.
It was amazing. They had a basketball court up there, too. Like, I could not believe it. Oh, the sports garden was the original one in Henrietta.
Maybe that's what I'm
thinking.
Oh,
the one that was off like West Henrietta?
It's still there. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, and I remember like being blown away by that when I walked in there the first time. And then the one in Gates showed up and it's like, this is the greatest thing that ever happened.
It was like the newest, coolest. That place was packed every weekend.
And now,
wall-to-wall people.
And now, Kimmy, there's one of those in every town. Like, and some of them are combined. For example, in Webster, on the campus of the two high schools, they have a combined ice hockey rink, indoor turf facility.
Oh, really?
It's this massive facility. So my daughter plays spring hockey in Webster because that's a fun ride to do from West Henrietta. Hey, you got 35 minutes per drive.
No kidding.
And then another 2 hours to watch her play hockey for a league that doesn't matter. Not that it matters anyway. But yeah, man, like you'll have – they have – outdoor fields across the street where kids are always playing soccer. They have the indoor facility where kids are always playing soccer. And then this rink where they're just turning it over every hour.
And plus they have that massive aquatic center over there.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It is insane. And I want to say, you know, you see stuff like this and you go, eventually you're going to oversaturate.
Something's got to give.
But Kimmy, I mean.
So far, no.
And I mean, like, there are, like, those massive complexes where you can play multiple sports, and then there are, like, these smaller ones popping up for, like, just specific sports, like, whether it's baseball or
lacrosse,
you know what I mean? Like, so you can just bring your kid to that one place to train for whatever sport they're into.
And I think the reason why these things are so popular and they keep popping up is that this is proof that parents are paying for specialized instruction for their kid outside of the teams they're playing on, which is insane.
So it's got to be, from the parents' idea, besides, you know, getting the kid out and getting them active, thinking they're going to shave something off of college.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Because that would be the only financial benefit is you knock something off of tuition.
I think yes, but I also think it's just a competitive thing for a lot of parents. Yeah. Like, they want their kid to be the best in whatever level they're playing.
Well, there's also pressure from your kid, though, because, like, look, just speaking personally.
Yeah.
My daughter wants to play college hockey.
Don't.
I hope she gets to. I hope if that is what her goal is, she gets to play college hockey. But I'm under no illusion that, like, sending her to, like, you know, off-season training, individual, like, little small group stuff is going to help her get there. But her friends do it, and she wants to go do it.
Right.
So, like,
but the odds of you even getting that are pretty slim, correct?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, like, we'll go.
I mean, to get to college
Yeah,
hockey.
Absolutely. Right. Yes, yeah. Like, it's a hard.
How many programs are out there?
Women's college hockey has become.
It's growing.
Yeah. Like, there's so many girls playing hockey now. It's absolutely insane.
All right.
But I guess what I'm getting at is I'm not sending my daughter thinking she's going to get a Division I scholarship or play for the Olympics. But my daughter comes to me and she wants to do this. And what am I getting? It's expensive, but I don't want to be like, oh, you sit at home and sit on your phone instead and not see your friends. Like, what am I? Where's like the win?
If she's feeling like she wants to do something more, you want to support that.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. I guess if only to, like, teach her, like, the harder you work at things, the better you get, whether it's hockey or school.
See, you're smart. Don't have kids. You're smart.
Okay.
You're a smart kid.
Way to go, Kimmy.
You're sharp.
You're all over the place.
No, today. What are you talking about? I'm all over the place.
Talking about 14-year-olds having fun in the summer.
How did he put it, Kimmy? Do you remember?
I don't want to think about it.
I believe the quote was, everyone gets felt up sometimes. Yeah. Even the Pope got felt up.
Humans got felt up.
I don't remember reading that in his autobiography.
You didn't get the second book.
So, like, again, I'm torn on these things. And, I mean, part of me is a little suspicious, Kimmy, of the people that are opening these things up.
Why? It's just a building.
Why you think? I mean, a lot of it is because there's such a demand for this extra training. You know what I mean? Like, most of these people are certified trainers.
Yes. All right, let me put it this way.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought, like, you brought your own people. Like, you just rented the room at a time with your coach.
I think
you can, and you
but
thing.
I'm guessing, I think a lot of them, the purpose of opening it is you're getting that extra training from an expert.
Oh, yeah. It goes both
certified.
Ways.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do both of them.
Because a lot of them are, like, former athletes, you know what I mean, doing it, that have been to at a certain level of the sport.
All right, let me put it this way.
What's that?
I want to believe, and I know there are a lot of men and women who just love working with kids, and they want to share their knowledge with them, and they have this specific skill that they can pass down. And that's amazing.
Okay.
And that's fantastic, and it's a beautiful thing, right? I am also aware that there are some of these people that know that parents
that
can...
That are just crazy parents.
Well, no, they can give parents the impression that with their help, their kid can get to a level the kid would not have gotten to, which could potentially lead to... You know, they'll play in college, or they'll go play junior somewhere, or they can make something of themselves. And it does feel like some of these folks, and I'm not implying it's this place or any, can assert that pressure on parents, which makes the parents believe something that isn't true.
Well, it's a giant sales job.
I think it goes beyond that, because I know that there have been some teams or facilities opened. It's people jaded by the other places.
Okay. Like this is not good enough for my kid?
Or like, well, their kid didn't make that team, or they had an issue with the coach or person running it, so I'm going to do it my way, and I'm going to open my own thing. You know what I mean?
It is funny to that point, like the amount of splintered off, like, soccer teams, travel soccer teams, lacrosse teams, hockey teams, because, you know, a kid didn't make this team, and their parents wanted them to play at this level, so they find somebody with money to, like, start another program.
And it's
now,
not a politics, right?
Well, I mean, that's what's said.
What do you mean?
There's two ways to look at it.
I mean, it just seems like there's a lot of, like, infighting.
There's a ton of that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there are some cities that have, like, for hockey, for example, right? Like, the city, the community will have one travel hockey team, like a high-end one, like a middle-tier one, a lower-end one. Everybody gets to play,
right?
But, I mean, you know, there's kids that are up here and there are kids that are down here, and it's how it's always going to be. Where those programs are, like, unstoppable, and the kids are getting exactly what they need to get based on the level they're in. They're playing competitively, and they're having fun and everything.
Mm-hmm.
When you break all that stuff up and you go play other communities that have these teams, you get the crap kicked out of you because you don't have the best of the best playing the best of the best.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
So it's like, what are we doing here? It's just youth sports.
It's got to be exhausting.
Bro, youth sports would be the greatest thing in the world if it weren't for the parents.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. It
makes sense.
Sucks. Go ahead.
But the money and the time you got to spend. That my parents did not have to do any of this.
But now it almost feels mandatory.
Yeah.
It's a second job.
It really is. And you need a second job to get to the second job. So it's a third job.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, here's the thing. It ain't just us. Like, I don't mean to crap on, like, you know, folks in our community. Mm. I saw something I told you guys about yesterday.
What'd you saw?
So I was in Ottawa and for a hockey tournament with my daughter because, again, part-time job.
Yeah.
And they had practices on Sunday morning before my daughter's game. And I'm looking at these kids, and there's like five sheets of ice, and they're all practicing in these black and white jerseys. And they have numbers going up to the hundreds, like 400, 500, 600 on these kids' jerseys. And one of the dads is standing there, and we're talking. And I go, why are the numbers so high? This guy tells me that in Canada, now this is one dad telling me, that when your kid starts playing hockey at four, whatever town,
a four-year-old,
province, whenever they start, they are assigned a number that stays with them until they are 19 years old.
So that's their jersey number.
That is their number, like, in practice and tryouts forever.
So it's like their social security number for hockey.
Yes.
Well, how high do the numbers go?
I saw, like, up to 300.
I was going to say, you'd have to have, like, four digits on that jersey at some point.
Maybe it's per town, but that way, when they try out for different teams, they can go back into this database and see the kid's entire development from four all the way up.
Much.
Bro,
yeah,
it was
insane.
That's insane.
And I'm looking at this guy like he's crazy. He goes, no, it's really efficient way
and
to
it
do
can't
it.
Be fun for the kids at that point.
I don't know.
I just can't. It's like you're in the military at four.
I don't know, man. I mean, Canadians take their hockey very seriously.
All right.
But, like, I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me like I'm an idiot. Like, no, what other efficient way would you plan on
doing
it? But
they're going to have to get rid of that when they become another state, right? I mean, they'd have to change all that.
Unless we take on their efficient youth hockey way judging kids. I don't know, man. Like, I'm I'm very lucky where my daughter plays in a program that is, it's fun, it's competitive, but it's not over the top.
If I were you, and this is terrible to say.
Yes.
Because I'm lazy and I'm very selfish.
Yeah.
Like if my kid was like that, I would be praying for them to find something else to do. Like by the time they're 14, I'm praying for a boyfriend, or I want to hang out with my friends at the mall. Like, I'm dying to get out of this.
No, but here's the thing.
Because it's like the mafia.
But whatever they choose, it becomes this. Because you talk about hang out with my friends at the mall. They don't have friends to hang out with because their friends are doing travel sports or activities that take up their lives.
Can't do it.
252-WCMF. Let's take one call. Again, we're talking about this new facility that's opened in Baytown Plaza, Empire Sportsplex. Another indoor turf field, batting cages, weight room. Every town's got two of them now. And that's not including the ice rinks. Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Duffy. How's it going?
Good, Chris. What do you got? Hey,
so... We are heavily in this travel league, designer, athlete type of deal, and we do football, lacrosse, and basketball, and we travel all along the Northeast just to do lacrosse, and it's insane. Like, we look at each other, and we're like, what are we doing this for? It's just to hang out with other parents. That's all it is.
I mean,
it's
bro.
Like a community that you're designing.
You're right. Like, but at the end of the night on those tournaments on Saturday nights, like, you have to get drunk. You have to go get hammered with the other parents.
I see that I could get behind.
So, Chris, you brought up I heard Tommy. Now, I don't have experience with this because I was never good enough to play as a kid. I heard that, like, 8 to 10-year-old AAU basketball is by far the worst league to be in.
Really?
Because every parent, Chris, thinks their kids go to the NBA at that point.
Correct. That's really what you're chasing. You're chasing to hopefully have that athlete that makes it to the pros and takes care of mom and dad the rest of their life. You know?
What is Scamola?
Yeah.
Because that ain't happening, man.
Hey, you never know. You got that 1% chance. You know, it's better than a lottery ticket, and you're doing it. You're doing good for your kid, and hopefully.
No, because in a lottery, I could win $10. You either go to the NBA or you get nothing, sir.
Good day, so sir. Chris, thanks for the call, right, buddy. Well, keep holding on for dear life, man. Yeah.
Thanks,
all right, there goes Chris. But that's kind of what I mean. Like, he knows it's silly, but he's also holding on to that hope.
Right.
Your mic's off, Kimmy. Yeah, like he's holding on to that hope that one day his kid's going to get
to the NBA.
And I think you just, to his point, you get sucked into it because it doesn't happen all at once. It's a slow build.
No, you're right.
You know?
You're right.
And the parents have got to feed off of each other. Like, because you're all like-minded in the fact of what you're trying to accomplish here. So you're both buying into the jive and selling it to each other.
Oh, you're talking about mom and dad.
Yeah, like the parents out there, too. And the other couples, you know what I mean?
Again, like, I've been really fortunate that the parents my kid has grown up with, because some of these girls she's played with since they were five.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of knew what was up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we all kind of stand around and we look around and go, it's okay.
Right.
But I have seen some other teams where it's like, ho! Ho ho!
Yeah, they're driven.
Ho! Driven's a word.
Right.
You can argue this is the biggest holiday in America every year.
Sure.
Right? I mean, you know, Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, Hindu, you celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing, this year it's depressing as hell. Outside of two very specific communities who have already gotten to see this recently. Nobody cares.
Seems like it.
In fact, not only do we not care, we kind of hate it. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF Super Bowl Sunday coming up.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Eagles, Chiefs, again.
Don't care.
It is ranked right now as the least anticipated Super Bowl of the last quarter century.
Mm. Which, coming off of the Bills-Chiefs' highest ratings of that game.
Yes.
Yeah.
They almost had 60 million people watching it.
Yep. Now, I'm assuming it's going to get better numbers just because it's the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what else are you doing?
But it's got to be a low-rated Super Bowl.
I mean, look, we're bored with the Chiefs. Three-peat be damned. Nobody really cares about that.
Yeah. There's no real underdog.
And that's just, you're right. Even if the Chiefs get beat, Kimmy, there's not this sense of relief. Right.
And we just
saw
this show 2 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, even when did the Eagles win? They've won within the last...
They've won, and they were there against the Chiefs a couple years ago.
It's a team that we know and we've seen before.
I don't know. Like, when the Patriots were on their run, I would tune in, as much as I hated the Patriots, hoping to see them get beat. And, like, don't get me wrong. I want to see the Chiefs lose on Sunday, but I'll be honest. The Chiefs have become so unlikable to me, I'm just indifferent now.
Yeah.
Like, even if they get beat, I'm not going to be satisfied.
Well, it seems like it's the whole country's feeling.
We just did some quick research, and it was Tommy who brought it up. Thank you. Just a quick behind the scenes. If the Bills had gone to the Super Bowl, Kimmy and I would have been flying out tomorrow to New Orleans to go broadcast live
so sad.
Yeah, and I was going to go to the game.
And you guys are doing this out of your own pocket.
Yeah, yep. We were going to pay. Just yeah,
I'm going to go check it all out, right? Just yeah. experience it.
You should. You're yeah. young. Go have fun. I'll stay here. Don't worry about
it. It's a first for
me.
Us in our lifetime.
We literally said you should come because you have family in New Orleans. You're like, oh, good, no.
I don't want to see Frank and Lisa.
Like, we didn't even invite him yet. And he goes, I'm not going.
So, before the AFC Championship yeah. game, you could buy Super Bowl tickets on the secondary market. And they were about $6,800. And my thought process was, I should buy this ticket now. Yeah. Because if the Bills go, the prices are going to skyrocket.
Well, you've been saving for this with your shoebox.
Since money. I was a teenager, right. right? So I'm like, all right, I've got the money. I've been saving since I was like 16 years old.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull the trigger on yeah. this ticket.
Yeah, you were keeping your eye on it the
yes.
whole way through.
And the only disaster would have been if the Chiefs and Eagles made it in. Because yeah. if either Washington or Buffalo went, either I was going to the game with Buffalo or Washington fans were going to drive the price up again. So I told you.
Yeah.
The ticket was $6,800. I was going to buy it. Mm. I held off. Right now, all you right. can get in the door to see the Super Bowl for $3,500.
Which sounds astronomical until you realize what it actually would have cost you in legit time.
The face value of the ticket
yeah.
from the NFL is between $4,500 and $5,000. So right now, tickets to the Super Bowl are selling under face value for Chiefs-Eagles. That's how much people do not want to watch this game.
So the game, so the, yeah, the seats are tanking.
Bro, thank God I didn't buy that ticket.
Yeah, you would have lost, what, $3,000?
My
yeah.
wife would have yep. killed.
Well, I told you, it'd be cheaper just to go.
Yeah, you're right, just go to the game.
There have to
yeah.
be Bills fans out there that bought their ticket,
yeah.
right?
Oh,
I mean, you got to figure there are people in Western New York right now just
you took it in the shorts.
Absolutely regretting that decision. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's what really sucks about this. As much as we don't want to,
yeah.
we're all going to watch this game.
Well, yeah, what else are you going to do on a Sunday? I mean, the whole country shuts down.
And that's just it, right? There is literally nothing.
What are you going to watch, reruns of Who's the Boss?
Angela. I mean, look, it's the last major sporting event in America until March Madness starts. We are teetering on the edge of dark sports time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Tommy, I kind of feel like I'm being held hostage by this game on Sunday.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not interested. But if you don't watch the game.
It's a religion. You have to show up.
Exactly.
Or you'll burn and NFL hell.
Look, at worst, at least you are in work the next day, standing around the water cooler, and everyone's talking about
right,
it.
But it's still a show, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're going to be left out.
You get New Orleans, that. You get the halftime show.
Oh, wow,
you
New
get
Orleans.
The commercial.
They've done 100 Super Bowls in New Orleans.
But I'm saying at least there's something there. I mean, you're going to watch.
Shut up, old man. Nobody cares about New Orleans anymore. Wow, the Superdome again. Is that Bourbon Street? How about you get a hurricane? Shut up. Who cares? They call towns parishes. Isn't that unique?
It's a very cool city.
Don't care.
You're not going to watch the commercials? They're very funny.
The commercials have been funny the last couple of years.
Well, the thing about the commercials, though, is they now show you them ahead of time. So most of the really good commercials you've already seen, because they'll preview it ahead of time.
You both love those halftime shows, which I'm never in on those halftime shows. They're too much.
Kendrick Lamar is the halftime show.
Yeah,
that's
not going to be for you.
Yeah. But he did just.
They're never for me.
He won 5 Grammys on Sunday night.
Cleaned up.
On an album that was solely hating Drake. So
he just made fun of another guy.
Yeah, well, the other guy started it, but then he ended it, and he won 5 Grammys for it. So I am interested to see, because there's going to be a lot of drama there. Right. I am interested to see that. But
the opening is always kind of cool. Who's going to sing the national anthem and all that pageantry?
Yeah, are they going to do it different? No, it's the same.
The flyover.
It's a dome.
No, but they'll show us.
It's a dome.
Some people go outside and look, then they go back in.
I live near the National Guard Airport. I see jets all the time. 252 WCMF, Super Bowl on Sunday. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Tickets are selling for under face value. It's the least anticipated Super Bowl of the last 25 years. Yet, we are being held hostage to watch this game because if you don't, you are an outcast.
You're going to miss Taylor Swift.
Okay. She ain't performing.
Yeah.
No, but she'll be waving.
Wow,
I catch a glimpse
cool.
of her sitting in a box.
Yeah. Done that 90 times. Matthew is not being held hostage.
All right, what's he doing?
He writes us on Instagram that he and his family are going bowling on Sunday night.
Okay, so I know some other people that are doing that too, but there's usually TVs on in the bowling alley.
And I'm not bowling.
It's going to be very hard to avoid.
You're not bowling?
I used to bowl.
You are dressed like a champion bowler. You look like you won the Odor Eaters Open in 79. So here's what's funny.
What?
It's estimated on an annual basis that 60% of Americans watch the Super Bowl.
Gotta be.
Which is a ton of people.
Right.
But that means 40% of Americans don't.
But what do they do?
And that's what I want to know.
They're not bowling.
I want to do that. Whatever the 40% of Americans do.
It's going to be family stuff. It's going to be stuff your wife wants to do.
Do that's like...
Yeah, maple syruping.
No, it's dark.
Antiquing.
You can't go walk through the woods in the dark. That's how horror movies start. Like, do nerd TV channels run like something
special?
They do
those marathons.
Do they?
So I get you, like for my wife, Bravo probably has a marathon of Housewives.
Okay.
Right? And every stream, not streaming service, but those channels all have stuff. And then, of course, you got every streaming service is going to run stuff.
Yeah, but again, everyone's seen all that. I've seen it. I've seen that. I don't know.
Right. And who wants to go up against the Super Bowl anyway? So nobody's going to put their best stuff out there.
That's what I'm saying.
To die on a Super Bowl Sunday.
I get the Puppy Bowl in the morning.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
I hear that's fixed.
Well, yeah, they put the best puppy down last year.
Yeah.
Very controversial. Ryan writes us. He says, I'm going skiing. Bowling alleys will have the game sound play throughout, like we said. Okay. So Ryan
so going skiing at 6:30 at night.
I guess you go skiing.
Night skiing. That's how politicians die.
Politicians and music superstars.
Then superstar and F1 sports guys.
Well,
it's a nice mix of death on the slopes.
Okay, great. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
I'm only going to watch to see the refs cheat the Eagles out of the coin toss and all the calls. It's just going to be disaster.
All right, so I'm going to make a prediction. Now, I understand that there's a lot of anti-NFL sentiment right now, the assumption that after what happened to the Bills game, the league is trying to rig.
It's fixed.
Yeah, okay. Look, here's the thing. It's like the moon landing being fake, right?
Yeah.
There are too many people involved for them to legitimately, as a league, try to fix this game. But Pete.
Oh, I get it.
No, but I get it. But Pete, to your point, like, I don't know. Like, there is going to be something that's controversial.
There's going to be something in the game that you're going to be like, wait,
it's gonna
a
piss you
second.
Off.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just going to make me angrier and angrier unless it goes against the Chiefs, in which case, that's what you get.
Mm. All right.
But again, Pete, I don't like anybody on the Eagles enough to cheer for them, like, passionately.
Right, but a missed call, something blatant, I'm going bowl with that other guy.
All right, Maddie, book an extra bowling lane. Pete's coming.
Pete's already stressed, and it's like 5 days away.
No, but it sucks. It sucks. I love football.
But everybody looks forward to the Super Bowl.
This is the high holiday of football, and I want nothing to do with it.
Well, it's even worse because the Bills were that close.
Yeah.
That doesn't even – I'll be honest with you.
Oh, it doesn't – see, it bothers me right now because they're showing all the teams getting into New Orleans and all the fans there. At this point, I am like, man, like
– could have been us.
It could have been the Bills.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. Right. Like, with all the stuff we have in front of us, the fact that it's the least anticipated Super Bowl of the last 25 years, the fact that tickets are selling on the secondary market for under face value, it is. The good news for me.
What's the good news?
I thought I was just being bitter, not wanting to watch this
game.
Well,
you're a bitter young man.
I am, but being a Bills fan.
Yeah, you're a bitter Bills, bitter young man.
Got that. It does give me solace that the rest of the country feels exactly the way the rest of us Bills fans do. It's not us being bitter. It's not us being sore losers. Everyone just, they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care.
But the amount of money that's going to be lost, I wonder how much money is going to be lost. You'll never know locally. Because, like, Wegmans, like, and just on a normal Bills day, they've got that whole place decked out in Bills stuff, right? Yep. I can't imagine what they would do for the Super Bowl and all the pizza joints.
Bro, pizza deli, bakeries.
All that stuff.
You're right. You're right.
I would have lost so much money.
It's millions of dollars just in Rochester.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, you're absolutely right. The amount of parties that would have happened if the Bills were in this game.
Yeah.
And I mean, it goes for everything. Mm-hmm. Every business in this town was negatively affected when they misspotted that 4th-and-1.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm going to go down a rabbit hole, and I don't want to do that.
Don't even get me started.
So.
All right.
This traditionally has been a business that had the ability to rip you off.
Bastards.
Yeah, maybe shady characters. They knew folks had little to no knowledge about what needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But, Tommy, technology has given us the ability to fight back.
Okay.
Both in kind of knowing what could be wrong with our cars and the ability to alert each other to bad characters. So if that's the case, how is this still happening?
Because we're not doing this. We're not even paying attention.
You're hanging out in the breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Poured from the New York State DMV over the weekend.
Yeah.
Last year. The state says they recovered $1.48 million from mechanics and dealerships in services that needed to be refunded to customers. We're talking like shady stuff.
Like things you didn't need?
Yeah, money that didn't have to be spent, right, for things that weren't wrong or them intentionally misdiagnosing it to make more money for themselves.
Okay.
Half of that money, blinker fluid.
Oh yeah, I'm low today. I gotta get over.
$1.5 million statewide in money that people spent that they didn't have to spend on their cars due to shady characters.
So how do you prove it though?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Because like I would have to know I got ripped off. I didn't need this thing.
Right.
And then I'd have to document it and give it to the state to get my money back.
I would guess the easiest way is if something continued to go wrong, it took it to another mechanic who was like, hey, what happened
here? Screwed you?
Yeah, what did you say?
Because everybody's been screwed over by a mechanic.
Okay.
Over your lifetime.
All right. How aware are you of it is the question.
Yeah.
At your age.
I didn't know.
At your age, yes.
Yeah.
At your age, yes.
Back in the day?
But here's the thing. How does this still happen on a regular basis?
Mm.
Because I get that $1.5 million statewide doesn't seem like that much money, but as you just kind of pointed out, those are just the people that realized they had been ripped off. I mean, there have to be countless other people in the state that have overpaid or were sold on something they didn't need that have no idea.
There's nothing more embarrassing than when you go get your car work done, and then you go back to work, and you're telling the boys back at work what you had done, and somebody goes, man, they ripped you off. You didn't need that. You are so stupid. You feel so dumb standing there because everybody's laughing at your ass.
Okay, counterpoint to that, though.
It's like your pants.
Counterpoint. What? Even if you did need it, there's always going to be some idiot. No, you overspent. You
but
did
I don't
that.
Know, right?
You're right.
And I can't argue the point because I don't even know what the hell I just did.
It's strange to me that this still happens.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Because like right now, if something were to go wrong with my car, I have the ability to kind of self-diagnose.
Because,
Tommy, you know nothing about cars.
Yep.
Kimmy, you know nothing about cars.
No, I do not.
I am also clueless. But depending on what my car is doing, I can Google my make, model, see what the issue is. I can watch YouTube videos about what the potential problem can be.
Your car might tell you.
Exactly. And, Kimmy, I can't fix it.
Yeah.
But I have way more information now than I would have 20 years ago.
Oh, and by the way, you could look at so many reviews.
Yes, exactly.
Of people's work.
Yeah. That's it, right? Like places like Yelp or whatever else, they give you the ability to see what businesses, how they've treated other people, the experience they've had. Hell, Tommy, sometimes you can go right to their Facebook page, the mechanic's Facebook page, and read how people feel about them, right? All of these things combined should have eliminated the potential to get ripped off.
Well, it's a good watchdog.
But it hasn't.
So we're still getting ripped off.
How has that not fixed the problem?
Because nobody's too lazy to, like, do their research.
Do you not research when you got to get your car taken care of?
Well, I mean, I've been going to the same place, you know, since I've had the car.
Oh, you're talking Rip-Off Motors?
Oh, yeah. They're good guys. No, but I take it back to the dealership.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I think that's what most people do when you buy a new car.
Well, that's just, but okay, he's doing Pittsburgh again. You hear him?
What?
When you buy a new car, you take it. Not everybody buys a new car.
Yeah, but you should get yourself a new car. but usually you go back to wherever you bought the car. Even if you went, let's say you went to Ide and you bought a used car from Ide, you're probably going to go back to Ide to get it worked on.
There are lots of people who buy cars from other people or buy them from like a lot where they don't have a place
buy
to
buy here, pay here.
Not that bad, but yes, also those places.
Like if you went to a place called Grandpa Motors. Or if it's just the guy's name.
Yeah.
It could be a quality ride.
Carl's?
Carl's Motors. What did Carl do to you?
I'll let you know.
Okay. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Do you take your car to a dealership to get it worked?
Yeah, because I lease my car.
Okay.
But I remember when I was younger, I would take it to like a place that my parents took theirs to. It was like a smaller like mom and pop family place.
Okay.
But back in the day, I was constantly getting bent over with cars, and I didn't have the money.
That was just on the road trying to get work.
Oh, by the way, when I broke down on the road, man, you really get screwed.
Yeah.
When you pull into a place with out-of-town plates, and I was in Minneapolis, I wrecked an alternator, and man, as soon as he saw those Florida plates, he goes, check out this sucker, $500. Middle of a snowstorm, I got no choice.
Yeah.
It's all the money I made for the week.
Oh.
I had to hand over to this guy at a shop.
Well, like you said, too, you didn't have a choice. I mean, what other
stuck.
Options did you have?
And as soon as they see out-of-town plates, bend over, baby.
Kimmy, that's 5 weeks of pornography you had to put into his
Oh, easily. Yeah, you ain't kidding, man. That hurts.
252
everything.
252 WCMF. The DMV says last year they recovered $1.5 million in money spent on mechanics that was spent incorrectly. Mm. Folks trying to rip off people, work they didn't need, things like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, with technology now, I can YouTube, Google, self-diagnose what's wrong with my car a little bit, reviews. How are people still getting ripped off?
Well, and I mean, to further your point, I also feel like there are some times when maybe you kind of maybe have a feeling like I might be getting ripped off here, but what else? I'm not taking it anywhere else. It's already here.
Yeah, the car doesn't work
already.
You know
what I mean? Like, I'm not going to get this car to any other place.
Is that what you said to the mechanic when you got there? Car don't work already.
Hey, I'm not going to shop it around. It barely runs.
Make car go, please.
And by the way, so my first wife,
yeah,
right? We bought this used car from one of those buy here, pay here places down in South Florida.
Ooh.
The worst. So it had a shimmy. And the thing.
So it shook when you drove it.
Yeah, so like all of a sudden we just start doing this, and she did it on the way to work. So we took it to a couple of places and couldn't get it fixed.
Okay.
And we paid money, and they said, yeah, it's good, and we start doing it again. She's going to work one day. She gets pulled over by the cops, right? And I don't know what the hell's going on, right? The cop goes, are you married? And she goes, yeah. She goes, he said this to her. What kind of man would let his wife drive a car like that?
And then you showed up. He goes, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You imagine, like, but I didn't know what to do.
No, I know what you're about. I'm in the same boat.
Well, you know, and you got to go to work, kid.
Kid.
She was a kid. I was a kid. Just dumb kids with a broke-down car.
Kimmy is just cringing all morning this morning. You got the felt-up comment now. Hey, wife, kid, get to work. Shut up. I'm Tommy Boulay. I don't know how to fix your car. I'm getting man-shaped by police officers trying to help my wife. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Josh. Hey, Josh. How are you, buddy?
How are you?
Good, Josh. So what do you got?
There was my girl took her car to the dealership, and then when she got it back, she goes, yeah, here's all the stuff they did, and handed me the receipt. I'm like, what the hell is this charge? She said, couldn't open the hood. I'm like, what? So I pulled the hood latch, and it popped right open. I'm like, what the hell is this charge? Call them back. Get all your money back. And it was like $50 for it, too.
Wait, to unlock the hood?
Yeah, they couldn't open the hood, and they charged her $50, and meanwhile, I just hit the button, and it popped right open.
All right, did you get your money back, Josh?
Yeah.
Maybe you can get a job at that dealership opening hoods. It sounds like you're pretty good at it.
They were arguing with her about it, too, and I'm like, okay, well, this is a BS charge, I feel like.
I'm a hood papa. I'm a hood papa.
My.
I'm going to pop one now.
Oh, Josh, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. You know, I got it. No, I guess
would $50 be enough to call back and argue over? Because I think you probably should, but I'm passing on that.
I think 50 is my line. Anything under 50, I'm not calling. If it's 50 or over, I'm calling. Because it's just a call.
Yeah,
if I got to march down there, I ain't doing it for 50.
True.
But there are guys that will march down there with that bill in their hand.
Yeah, but that's more than just money. That's the feeling of being ripped off by a place you thought you could trust.
True.
Which I also understand.
Yeah, you feel violated.
I don't know. Like, when you find a mechanic that you can trust.
Hug him.
I mean, seriously.
Hug his greasy ass. Squeeze him tight.
They're worth their weight in gold.
Yes, they are.
Right?
Yeah.
And there is also nothing more comforting, and I know I might be a sucker for this, right? Like, you know, they'll bring you around back, and you go, here, this. This is what it's supposed to cost, but if I do this, and this, here's what I can get it down to. Maybe that higher price never existed, but it does make me feel warm. Like
it's comforting.
Yes, he's on my side. Mm-hmm. She's on my side. They're working for me.
Yes.
And I appreciate you, Greasy Joe or Joanne. Greasy Joanne. Don't call the woman Greasy.
No, don't.
If you
Greasy Joanne used to work down on Lyle, if I remember.
Just take a break.
You did that.
No, I didn't.
You did.